It's becoming ever clearer that the COVID-19 pandemic is both a public health and an economic crisis. As our health professionals battle to save lives and keep us safe, the very measures which will protect us are also devastating large areas of the economy and wiping out thousands of jobs. The economic impact is already there for all to see. Almost 500,000 people in receipt of state support payments, tax revenues nearly €1 billion lower in March, and a forecast from the central bank this morning that the economy will shrink by more than 8% this year. The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donohue, has warned that tax revenues will continue to decline steeply over the coming months. Minister Donohue joins us on the line now. Very good morning to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Good morning, Brian.
First of all, this forecast from the central bank this morning, the economy shrinking by an excess of 8%, they believe, 500,000 people to lose their jobs, unemployment still, they think, in double figures by the end of the year. Is that consistent with your own forecasts?
Yes, these are possible scenarios for the Irish economy. The reason why it is difficult to be definitive at this point, Brian, is the scale of the economic challenge that we face is intimately tied into the duration of the public health emergency. The more successful we are in restoring the public health of our country, the quicker we can begin work on an economic recovery. And while absolutely acknowledging the scale of the economic challenge that we have, the many lives, many jobs, much income that have been affected by COVID-19, I'm also equally clear that we can and we will build a new Irish economy, and we will lead a recovery once our public health allows us to do it.
The immediate crisis, according to the central bank, will require spending of something of the order, they believe, of $22 billion this year, and no surplus, but quite substantial deficit. We'll need to borrow, can we?
Yes, we can. We can do that because our creditworthiness is high. We can do that because in advance of this crisis hitting our country, we have demonstrated our ability to bring our public finances into very good condition. And due to those kind of efforts and the capacity that we built up, we will be able to borrow to ensure that our country can recover from the economic consequences of this virus, and we rebuild incomes and we rebuild jobs.
We're heading clearly into a recession, that's acknowledged by all. How quickly, though, could the recovery come? Because these hopes, which we saw really as recently just as a few weeks ago for a V-shaped recovery, a steep decline and then a very sharp recovery, they do seem to be receding, despite the Taoiseach talking yesterday about the economy roaring back into life once the crisis is over.
One of the things that we're having to reflect on at the moment, Brian, is because the effect of COVID-19 is so big in so many big countries, it will become even more important to look at ways in which we can support exporting companies who can sell goods and services into those really big markets. And one of the things we're going to have to consider is that it is very possible that parts of our economy will, as the Taoiseach said, roar back into life, but that could coexist with other parts of our economy continuing to experience challenge because big countries that we sell goods and services to continue to experience difficulties. But to emphasize again, while that challenge could be there in the future, because of how diverse our economy was, because of the creditworthiness our country had, and because of the lack of a private sector credit bubble that we had in our economy a decade ago, all of these qualities are going to be invaluable for building a new Irish economy once we have broken the chains of COVID-19.
What about keeping businesses afloat through this crisis? I see the former governor of the central bank, Patrick Holohan, suggesting in an article this week in the Irish Times that the government might have to take over some medium and large companies, which could be just weighed down with debt and would risk collapse otherwise. Is that something that's to any extent in your planning?
We are going to have to give consideration to the debt consequences that have occurred. And when I refer to debt, I mean to the financial losses that companies will have incurred due to this period of closure. And this is something that will have to be considered as we look at how we build our new economy. But alongside that, this is why the income subsidy scheme that we have in place is just critical for helping our economy be sustained during this period of COVID-19. This is a scheme, Brian, that is unprecedented in Irish economic history. And with just over a week of existence behind us, now has over 34,000 companies in it. And in that scheme, we are paying up to 70% of wages of employees. And we are doing that because we want to keep companies in place so that when we work our way through the public health challenge, those companies can come back to life quickly. So the way we're addressing Patrick's analysis is by putting in place interventions now that hopefully reduce the economic cost of COVID-19 by keeping many, many people in a job today.
Just in relation to that employment subsidy scheme, I think there's something like 260,000 small and medium-sized companies in this country. So obviously, it's still a very small proportion are opting into this scheme. Would you hope to see a very significant and sharp uptake in the period ahead, particularly as we move into a new payroll month, as it were?
I think it's very, very likely this will occur. And what's very telling is that over the last 2 days alone, we have seen 10,000 companies enter this scheme. And my message to any company that is considering if they're going to keep employees on their payroll, if they're going to keep people in a job, is to examine this scheme and pick up the phone to the Revenue Commissioner. The reason why we put this scheme in place, which again has over 34,000 companies already in it, companies that are big and small, is to prevent even more people going onto the live register and to allow companies to continue to exist. And in a sense, this is the first step in laying the foundation for a recovery by allowing companies still to be viable by paying the wages of their employees.
We're looking at a whole range of existing and perhaps potential extraordinary measures to address this crisis, the economic crisis. At what point might an emergency budget become necessary, which obviously would require a government that could pass it through the Dáil?
It's certainly not imminent, actually, for the very reason that's included in your question, Brian. In order for another budget to take place, it would require the election of a new Taoiseach, a new government being put in place. That, unfortunately, is not imminent at the moment. I think what is more likely to happen before that is for me to make a new presentation to the current Dáil regarding the state of our national finances after the many interventions that we have now put in place. And that's something that will need to happen first. So the Oireachtas is now clear on the cumulative scale of all of the interventions that we have done. I think what is very likely to need to happen is, as we are planning then for our recovery, that we will need to put in place new interventions in our economy that will require the consent of this Oireachtas. And that is why the discussions in relation to forming a new government are obviously critically important at the moment, but they could become imperative in the coming weeks and months.
Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland this morning.